Doug, this is dictating on Michael Pope, P-O-P-E, Michael Pope, P as in Paul, P-O-P-E, Michael Pope, P as in Paul. Date of birth 1-8-1960, date of visit 4-7-25. Please make copy for Dr. Jolanta. Tombarkiewicz. Jolanta is J-O-L-A-N-T-A. Jolanta. Tombarkiewicz. T. T as in Tom. T-O-M-B-A-R-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z. That's T-O-M-B-A-R-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z-M-D. Next. Dear Jolanta, thank you for sending Michael Pope for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 65-year-old male who has had a history of smoking for over 40 years, but presently quit. Been experiencing some shortness of breath with activity and an occasional cough. The patient was sent for a CT chest that was done on /20/25, and the chest CT showed a mild emphysema, as well as mild reticular nodular tree and bud type infiltrates in the left upper lobe and left lower lobe. These may suggest atypical mycobacterial infection, and there were a few small reactive mediastinal lymph nodes, period. Moderate coronary artery calcifications, period. The patient has no hemoptysis, fevers, chills, but has lost some weight over the past 2 years. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history includes history of surgery on his wrist. Right wrist following a fracture, and also a history of knee surgery following a motorbike accident. The patient is hypertensive and is on antihypertensive since more than 10 years. He has had hyperglycemia, but has not been on any specific meds. He has peripheral neuropathy and takes gabapentin. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked a pack and a half per day for 40 years. No alcohol use. He quit smoking 2 years ago. He worked on a golf course and has been exposed to dust and grass clippings. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, family history, father died of lung cancer. Mother had heart disease. Next, med list. Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, gabapentin 300 milligrams in the evening and 100 milligrams in AM, and sertraline 50 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has had weight loss up to 20 pounds. Yes, fatigue, no fever, no double vision, no cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has occasional cough and mild wheezing. No abdominal pains, no heartburn or rectal bleeding, no constipation. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. He has palpitations. He has anxiety and mild depression. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Denies urinary frequency, burning, or flank pains. Next. Physical exam, this thinly built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No clubbing, peripheral edema, lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse 72, respiration 20. Temperature 97.5, weight is 176, saturation is 98. HEND non-stylic, pupils reactive. Sclera with clear throat is mild inject, he has no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thoracomegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And breath sounds diminished at the periphery. Scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus. No gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, breath number 1. COPD number 2 is nodular left lung infiltrates, rule out atypical mycobacterial infection. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is hyperglycemia. Number 5 is peripheral neuropathy. Number 6, degenerative arthritis. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC complete metabolic profile, PTPTT, and hemoglobin A1C. A pulmonary function study with lung volumes was ordered. The patient was also advised that a bronchoscopy could be scheduled to evaluate him for any atypical mycobacterial infection and do bronchial washing with the lavage. Continue with these other medications and a follow-up visit here in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jolanta Tumbakiewicz, J-O-L-N-N-T-A, Tumbakiewicz, T-O-M-B-A-R-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z, Tumbakiewicz, T-O-M-B-A-R-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z, M-D, thank you.